This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Wednesday, 13 March, year of our Lord, 2024. Raheem, I know you got to get back to work on the site because you're putting up amazing analysis all the time. Just closing thoughts. The vote was 352 to 65. Only 15 Republican no's. So this was, I guess, 207 Republicans, almost 200 Democrats. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, and sorry to have my hair. In fact, I'm not sorry to have my hair on fire about this. This is really genuinely a critical issue. If something is not done about the Chinese Communist Party's influence in the United States, then you know you cannot fully expect to go into an election with a fair and level playing field. And this bill actually does address that. It's tight. It's 12 pages. I keep saying to people, go and read it for yourselves. I've put it up on my Substack. It's up at the National Pulse. It's up on Instagram. It's up on X. It's up on Getter. It's up on Truth. I've done an 8-minute
okay. Hang on. Tom Massey took your point and said, hey, if they just want to divest TikTok here in the United States, why is it 12 pages long? He actually takes your point and argues the opposite. He said it should be one paragraph instead of 12. Why do you think 12 pages is tight?
This is about the tightest piece of legislation that this Congress has produced. The reason it's 12 pages is because it's specific about its definitions. If you want me to get into it, you can see here to the viewing audience, I've highlighted here, the lengthiness comes when they actually specify foreign adversary controlled applications and who that applies to. So it doesn't apply to domestic companies. It's not applying to X. It doesn't apply to the National Pulse. It doesn't apply to the War Room. Listen, Steve, the audience needs to realize if there are any people in this world that do not want more control in the hands of Joe Biden about information in the United States, it's me and you, right? Like, because if this was able to be used against domestic information providers, they would use it against us first. It doesn't do that. This is specifically about the Chinese Communist Party. My colleague at the National Pulse, Will Upton, he worked in the Trump administration. He's writing us an analysis today that's going up on the National Pulse that's headlined, I worked in the Trump admin. This is the legislation we wanted. Don't let anybody else fool you. And I got to say, 15 no votes from the Republicans in Congress. It looks like the Club for Growth guys, the Lulbertarians in there got blown out on this one.
Where do they go to the site, get Upton's analysis and yours? Where do they go?
Yeah, thenationalpulse.com/war room. Sign up. I've done that video. You let me know. I don't really do those videos a lot, standalones, but you let me know if you like it. We can do more of those. thenationalpulse.com/war room. We are 100% people funded. No Club for Growth cash, no Jeff Yass money. All you guys, that's how you know we're actually working for you.
Plenty sassy, but no yassy coin. That's what we got there. Thank you. Thank you so much, Raheem. Your new tagline. Alex Jones, the great Alex Jones, joins us right now. Alex, I want to talk about Haiti and Gaza and all that and have your strategic thinking, but I got to ask you, just had a massive vote in the House, what, 352-65, only 15 Republicans, mainly the Libertarians, Tom Massey in the crowd. Libertarians, what are your thoughts about this and what it means overall for the tech feudalism that we're living under right now?
And you're specifically talking about the TikTok situation that we were just breaking down?
Yeah, TikTok. Yeah, just the vote just happened in the House. So the House voted forced China to divest.
I was listening to your last guest. I mean, go over the fact that it does not target domestic groups. And I know that it technically says that. But then look at what they did when Obama, right before he left office in 2017, he signed on a piece of a pork barrel onto the Defense Authorization Act for 2017 that was called Countering Foreign Disinformation and Propaganda Act. And then that was one of the main tools they used to then target President-elect and, of course, Steve Bannon and Paul Manafort and everybody else by saying that we might be connected to Russians. They bootlegged their whole stay-behind network inside the Trump administration that got in a few months later. So I think there's different ways to interpret that, but I certainly don't defend TikTok. I mean, I love how the communist Chinese foreign ministers and others were saying, how dare America try to get in the way of the free market and free speech and the free flow of information. I mean, it's an incredible statement when we know that China has some of the most draconian internet censorship and the great firewall of China. So whereas I do think TikTok has been clearly, it's been known for many years, weaponized against the people of the West. Hollywood is also being funded by the Chi-Coms to a great extent to push all this racial and cultural division. So all of the leftist garbage that the Chi-Coms fund here is outlawed in China. So I wouldn't cry if TikTok got banned here in the United States, but I do think it starts a very dangerous precedent where in the future it introduces this idea that companies can be banned. They don't play ball because the EU is talking about trying to basically restrict or ban X if it doesn't do what they want. So I think that there's groups right on both sides about this legislation. And I think now we've got more time to research it and look at it. But right now it's all up to how it would have been interpreted.
Alex, go back to that original thing with Obama in this apparatus, the disinformation, misinformation apparatus. Do you believe that they've weaponized that to try to destroy the most prominent voices in this movement, the liberty movement, the sovereignty movement? And I'm talking about Alex Jones. Do you think they've used that apparatus to try to destroy you?
Well, I know they have. I mean, really, none of this is hidden. And we've had the weaponization hearings that started to scratch the surface of it. But you, Trump, myself, and a long list of other people were directly targeted by the CIA, by the Justice Department, and we were basically shoehorned in to their fake Russia investigation that's now been obviously discredited at every level, not just with the Durham report, but so many other pieces of evidence. So they're doing a part three of this. They've run two different cycles the last five, six, 7 years saying we're all Russian agents with no evidence. And now they're back at it saying the Russians are getting ready to back Republicans. The Republican supporters of Trump are really Russian agents or stooges. And so we're living this right now. We're seeing massive algorithmic censorship going on everywhere. And it's even happening on X, where conservatives are being suppressed, but to a much greater extent on Google and Apple and all the other major platforms like Facebook and its sub-companies Instagram. So we're not just seeing a replay of what happened in 2020 or what happened in 2022. We're seeing a desperate intensification of it. And Tucker Carlson was posting his sources yesterday on X that were in the classified hearings where they are now declaring Elon Musk basically a Russian agent because he's not completely playing ball with them. So this is a very, very serious issue. And I wish we saw more actions from the state attorney generals. We've seen some good actions and more actions from the Congress. I mean, the Republicans are starting to figure this out. Some, I think, are playing dumb because they get so much big tech money. But if we don't tackle this and don't stop the election meddling and the election theft, it's game over. I mean, the Democrats have openly indicted Trump with all these fake charges. That's blowing up in their face. All these other rigged civil cases where the judge decides, not a jury. People get this. And so Trump's running towards the tyranny and is incredibly popular. These milquetoast Republicans, even the so-called more hardcore ones like Cruz and Jim Jordan and the list goes on, pay a lot of lip service, even Rand Paul. But we need to see legislative action and more hearings on this. And we need to really see the Justice Department excoriated for being right in the center of directing all of this with the NGOs and the rest of it. It's a swarm of leftist NGO Soros groups literally terrorizing, surveilling, and censoring the American people.
Okay, so this gets to this is an inflection point coming March 22nd because the Hill newspaper is reporting today that the firestorm could break out over the appropriations bill for DHS, for Justice Department, the FBI, all of it, part of it on the topics that you talk about, part of it obviously on the invasion on the southern border and what they're allowing on the southern border. But go back. What would you like to say? I mean, are you prepared to back the Republicans if they say, hey, either de-weaponize this now, get it all out of these budgets, or we shut down the government? Would you actually try to force Biden's hand today and convince Johnson and these guys you got to step up to do? You got to do it today. We can't talk about it with Trump. You know, we can't put all the burden on Trump. We need to take action on this immediately, and that action is not approve these budgets for the current fiscal year and lead to a government shutdown.
Well, that's right. You've been spearheading this. You've really been the vanguard here on the War Room of trying to keep these Republicans honest and getting them to not have the Ukraine funding and the Israel funding if they won't secure our own border. And I would say the issue of the weaponized deep state against the people is just as important as the border, because it all goes together hand in glove or horse and carriage. And so we know they're publicly trying to steal this election again. We know they're doing it at so many levels, extremely transparently, but at the heart of it is this military-industrial complex illegally turned loose on the American people. And it's so illegal, it's so outrageous that the American people are going to get this. And so, yes, I think Homeland Security funding should be held up. I think the funding of the Justice Department should be held up. I think it should all be held up. And I don't want to hear, oh, the terrorists will get us if we hold up their funding. The terrorists are the people running the Justice Department and dissolving our border. I mean, as you know, they just had some votes and things in Congress yesterday where not one single Democrat would say that they want to make it illegal for illegal aliens to vote. So we are already in a terrible position. We need to force the hand of these agencies and force reform and hold up all of the funding if they will not strip out the funding that is being used to target the American people with the Justice Department and these big think tanks and the CIA. And it has to happen. And so I think that should be front burner for everybody. And we've got all these popular talk shows like yourself and Tucker, and now Elon Musk is, you know, really exposing all this. So this is something that's now really come to the forefront. Now is the time.
Okay, we got 2 minutes on this, and you're going to stay through the break for the next. So I don't want to talk about Haiti and Gaza and the invasion. But the purpose of this would be able to have a national debate and to expose to basically low-information voters. People just don't pay attention to Alex Jones or Steve Bannon or watch MSNBC or Fox. What is the argument you would make to them? If we got enough Republicans, we could block this. Your strategy, what would you tell low-information voters throughout the country of what the threat is domestically, even as bad as the Chinese Communist Party, the threat here against their liberty domestically?
I would say to them, hey, look at this Washington Post article, or look at this Gateway Pundit article, or look at this War Room article. Here is Biden keeping the legislation in and by law having tracker systems that follow you everywhere you go and then give it to the insurance companies. Do you like a corporate government minder in your car watching you? Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Big tech is watching you with AI. They're manipulating what you can see and do. They are the new corrupt ruling class. They're the ones gaming the economy. It's big tech funding all these policies that are destroying America. So let's get past partisanship and let's get back to the First Amendment and let's get back to freedom. And it's time to cut the deep state and big tech down to size and just make it a nonpartisan issue, but tie it to Trump being persecuted and saying, people know this is not a partisan issue. Sure, they're arresting him and indicting him for partisan issues, but it shouldn't be a partisan issue that all of us should agree this is dangerous and the gun kicks a lot harder than it even shoots, and just really have a come to Jesus moment with the public. So I think the border is obviously the biggest issue right now, but we need to put the censorship, the deep state harassment, the election fraud, the election meddling front and center with that. It's a winning issue. It's the right thing to do. And the globalists know they're in trouble. So they're trying to sew it all up right now. If we don't win this election, if we don't expose this big tech system right now, which is starting to happen, we're starting to get some real traction, then they are going to only make it progressively worse, and it'll become harder and harder to ever dig our way out of this. We have a very good chance of really taking the country back right now. This is a historical inflection point. This is a moment of destiny.
Short commercial break. Alex Jones is going to join us on the other side. I 1,000% agree. a moment of destiny for the United States.
As we head toward a presidential election in November, one thing you can be sure of, 2024 will be a tumultuous year like no other. How will your hard-earned savings fare during this year? You're already seeing the impacts of inflation at the pump, the grocery store. The dollar continues to lose buying power quicker than your wages can increase. How are you protecting your savings? Consider diversifying with gold from Birch Gold Group. For decades, gold has been the choice of investors and central banks to hedge against inflation. Now you can own it in a tax-sheltered IRA with the help of Birch Gold. Just text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898, and Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on gold. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. And the best part, you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of satisfied customers, you can trust Birch Gold. Text Bannon to 989898 to claim your free info kit. That's Bannon to 989898. And secure your savings now. Take action. Text Bannon at 989898. Action, action, action.
Between Haiti and a failed state. It's telling, right? We can't really identify them because the gangs are in charge, the government has been thrown out, and as a Florida man, I'm deeply concerned about this wave of people that we're about to have, that we are having, coming from Haiti, and it will accelerate because I've gone to Opa-locka and I've spent time with the folks that are engaged in Operation Vigilant Sentry, and they say the number one push factor that drives these Haitians into Broward County, Palm Beach County, where they don't disperse throughout the country, they stay in Southeast Florida. That driving factor is the deterioration of conditions in Haiti. So what are we doing to prepare for that wave and to ensure that these people are not paroled into the United States as the administration has done with people on the southern border, but instead are repatriated back at the dock at Port-au-Prince?
Go ahead. Congressman, we're doing a number of things to ensure that we're keeping track of the situation and we're prepared. At the moment, we have not yet seen large numbers, what we would characterize as a maritime mass migration. But we are alert to that.
A mass migration, though.
We are alert to that possibility. I think you're right that the driving conditions in Haiti could very well press more people. So we've recently approved some additional assistance that we can provide to the Coast Guard. I think that has now fully been approved. We'll be providing notifications if we haven't already provide additional shipboard assistance.
Because I've talked to the Coast Guard, and what they say would really support them would be more naval vessels, would be DOD support. And because I think you correctly said that there is an anticipated mass migration here, there are specific legal authorities that we can access that I would implore you to access. Specifically, George W. Bush signed executive order 13276. And in that executive order, there is the ability for any president to designate an anticipated mass migration and then get gray hull naval vessels into the Straits of Florida to deter that migration and then to repatriate those people before they get to Florida.
So Alex Jones, Senator Tuberville on Friday in the war room said the pier in Gaza is being built specifically to take 750,000 Palestinians that Egypt doesn't want, Jordan doesn't want, get them into Europe and fly them directly to the United States. And that Todd Benzman told us in the opening of the show that his senior sources in Customs and Border are telling him they've already been told that the Coast Guard is going to escort the flotilla in, and you're going to have hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Haitians in Florida. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, you're absolutely right, Steve. And when Congressman Gates was questioning those officials, he said, is this going to cause a flood? And they basically agreed. We already have a flood of Haitians and others out of the Caribbean, out of Latin America, after 3 years of lockdowns that the UN and IMF and World Bank forced on them. So that's the angrier world that Klaus Schwab's been talking about. The Middle East is collapsing. Africa is collapsing. Many areas of Asia are in deep trouble. Latin America has huge issues. This is all part of the UN exacerbating these crises and then busing in, flying in, and also using boats to bring these people in. And then they get the new congressional districts for themselves. They then populate key districts that are already Democrat. This is their admitted battle plan. Democrat congressmen and women, and of course, people like John Podesta, brag in the New York Times that this is their recipe to win. They may not be able to vote right away, though a lot of them do very quickly, but it does create those new congressional districts. And even if it's a red state like Florida, the Haitians and others are directed, because the aid's there, to the blue cities, to those areas, and they expand the Democrat districts. Texas is almost purple right now. It'll soon shift to blue because of this exact same strategy. So as we said earlier, the border is the number one issue. It's how they're destroying our sovereignty. It's how the Democratic Party is importing a permanent underclass they control. And so this is the time to put massive pressure on the Biden administration and on DHS and all the rest of these people that have lowered the drawbridge to our republic to shut this down now. And regardless, even if they still bring in a million or two of these people, that will then politically supercharge the population even more. We get Trump in, and then we've got the money and resources, because it costs 10, 20, 30 times, we know, to actually keep them here. We will ship their asses out of this country. There are billions of people starving to death because of UN globalist policies. They're almost all military-age men that are getting here. They're leaving the women and children behind. This is a lifeboat that's already overwhelmed and sinking. This is life or death. We must deport all military-age men that came here illegally, whether they're black, white, or brown. Deport their ass at the point of bayonets with the U.S. military.
Walk me through, you talked about the UN NGOs. What is their role in this invasion of our country?
Well, if you remember, it's so critical. They fired Lou Dobbs 6-7 years ago, whatever it was, off Fox Business, because he showed documents where Soros was getting billions a year from the State Department and U.S. aid to give $2,000 and $1,000 and $3,000 and euro cards to the illegals coming in out of Africa and the Middle East into Europe. And then he was starting the same thing, the Darien Gap, where South and Central America come together there in Panama. So they've built these giant U.N. bases that we now all know about because of you and Michael Young and countless others covering it ad nauseum, and InfoWars covering it. And so they're radically expanding them for this planned forced migration that they're executing. So the UN are the people running this and in command of it. That's why Trump pulled us out of the UN Migration Refugee Treaty, because under that treaty, it puts the UN in control of who runs it and who can come in. When you go to the Texas border and there's these giant facilities in every town on the border, 4 or 5, 6 football field size tents they put up, and it's the UN NGOs there, and they have their signs up, ordering the Border Patrol, ordering the State Guard around. They are in charge. And so we have to cut the funding off to the NGOs, to the open society, no more government funding to them. That cuts the head off the snake. But then we get the bigger problem of it being the State Department that funds worldwide more than half of the, quote, refugee migrant resettlement. So as usual, just like the U.S. government created the UN, the criminals inside the U.S. government that are working against our own country's interest and parlaying us into a larger corporate world government, they are the ones directing the UN that then directs this operation. So the Pentagon of the New World Order is really the large think tanks and large tax-free foundations that control the U.S. government, that in turn controls the UN, that controls the NGOs to directly bring the United States down into third world status, because they don't want a free, open, powerful nation that people aspire to, because that's then the global model. They want everybody lowered, as Ross Perot warned under NAFTA and GATT. We wouldn't raise Mexico. It would lower Americans, Canadians, and down the level of the Mexicans. And so this is a long-term strategic plan. We're now entering the third act of this. We've already gone to the first and second act. They are 65, 67, 70% done, and now is the death blow. So that's why people are waking up, because it's so incredibly obvious. But this is all in official UN plans that go back to the 90s, the replacement migration documents from 2000 that are on the UN's website. It's all there. It's a plan. We have the battle plan. And again, we are now well into their attack.
What Alex talking about, the compact on global migration, which Trump got out of the first week we were in the White House. I want to go, in the time I got remaining, a couple of minutes, I want to go back to this about deportation. The resolution in the House yesterday, the Democrats, 14 signed on, is bipartisan, admitted there's 9 million illegal alien invaders in right now. I think that number is 10 to 12. But by the time Biden regime is finished with this, there'll be 12 to 15 million. Just give me a minute or two, Alex Jones, given your understanding of the military and law enforcement, how do you actually deport 12 million people out of the United States?
It's very simple. They've already got databases of the MS-13 and the main criminals. And they, because they're dangerous, they SWAT team them. The first week Trump is in office, and they send a message, and then they ship them directly out of the nation. Tens of thousands are of gang members from Venezuela alone. If Venezuela doesn't take them back, we put massive sanctions on Venezuela's oil. That's fine. We've got plenty of it here. You make examples of the home countries to make sure they're going to accept them. And you round up the hardened criminals first, you know, 100,000 of them or so. That can be done quickly. And then through all these government-issued cell phones and debit cards and NGOs, you start arresting, because of all the fraud and money laundering and crime and human trafficking of children, you start arresting, indicting and arresting some of the NGO heads of these different NGOs, Catholic charities, that Jewish charity, the Soros charities. You play hardball, and then they will contact all of the illegal aliens they brought in and told them to report to deportation centers regionally, and then we'll give them debit cards to go the other way. Hell, give them $10,000 debit cards. I mean, that'll save us, you know, millions off what it would cost to take care of each one of these people. Upwards of 90% of these illegals never even get jobs. They get permanently put on welfare. They're here to destroy the country. So it's a military option. That's not martial law. The Democrats already know Trump's going to do this, so they're calling it martial law. No, the federal government is supposed to control the borders and is supposed to find invaders and ship them out. And So you go after the NGOs, you cut their money off, you start indicting them, you round up the criminals first, and then you start going to the work sites and all the other places and then the Democrat events, and you literally say, let me see your ID. When they've got probable cause, and you grab them and you throw them in the back of a truck and you ship their ass out of here.
There's 1.1 million deportation orders right now in the Biden regime. You just start with that. I agree with you, incentivize, but you got to play hardball. I love your way of playing smash mouth with the NGOs and other countries. We got a minute. They're trying to shut you down. How can our audience, our vast international audience, also get to you, Alex Jones?
Well, regardless, I'm going to still be on air regardless, but they're very close to shutting down InfoWars. People can support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Great products. Also, they can tune into the show at InfoWars.com/show and follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. And also, I've got a great sponsor with a really incredible high-quality nano-silver products like toothpaste and more. It's my dad's company. He's my big sponsor. And that's DrJonesNaturals.com, just DrJonesNaturals.com. People can also get my book, The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you so much, Steve Bannon, for all you do.
It's fantastic. Get Great Awakening, introduction by Stephen K. Bannon. I love that book. Alex Jones, you're the best. Love you, man. Short break. Anna Paulina Luna, Lauren Boebert next.
Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it. But you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that. $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Birchgold.com slash Bannon. Get the end of the dollar empire, But also now it's time, as gold every day or every other day is hitting all-time heights, now time for you guys to talk to Philip Patrick and his team. That's birchgold.com/Bannon. You get all the information on the reserve currency for free under the End of the Dollar Empire, four installments written by myself and the staff over there. Gave a great assist, but also talk to Philip Patrick team. Ask them the converging forces that are making gold reach all-time highs every couple of days. So check it out. Also, My Patriot Supply, the number one company in the preparation business. Big articles about how everybody's a prepper now, every demographic, every ethnicity, every age group. Go to MyPatriotSupplyToday.com, MyPatriotSupply.com. Joe Reek and the team, they're the best in the business. They have operators, consultants standing by, or you just immerse yourself on their website, My Patriot Supply. Congressman Anna Paulina Luna, a veteran, joins us. Your thoughts on the TikTok vote? I notice a lot of the 15 are folks that are War Room Posse regulars, but overwhelming, I think 355 to 50, 65, overwhelming vote. Why did you vote to ban it, ma'am?
So what we're seeing is TikTok is not just a free speech platform. This is actually a military tool being used by the CCP. Now, I know that there were some people that voted in opposition against it because of how it was done. You know, the House did suspend the rules and we did not have an opportunity to amend it as written. However, I will preface this that I did meet with X this morning to ensure that platforms like X would not be impacted by this legislation. And so I feel that it's in a good spot. Look, the CCP is not out there to be our friends. They're trying to hurt us. They are using these social medias in order to dragnet our information. And honestly, Steve, in the event that there is a hypothetical cyber attack, let's say in the future, could a tool like this be used to anticipate our military offensives? And I absolutely believe so. So that's why I voted for that.
You also have, you're going on offense against the CCP. Tell me some of the legislation that you're putting forward.
Yeah, so we actually found out that there's something called the EATS Act that is going to be pushed through the Farm Bill. And what that would do is it would actually enable Chinese agriculture industry to take over our pork industry. You know that farmers are really struggling here in the country right now, especially with what's happening with inflation and frankly with this administration. And frankly, what that would do is it would push back and say, look, China has no business in lobbying our Congress, especially for businesses that would basically benefit their industries. And so we're pushing back hard against that. I have many, many people that are going to be fighting me that on that. And I will say that, unfortunately, Ashley Henson has been the one that's been really pushing this. And so, you know, I am very much so willing to have this debate with her on the House floor.
Fantastic. By the way, I posed this years ago as a Breitbart, my beloved Virginia company, Smithfield Hams, when they were bought. I said the CCP is going to try to control the pork industry in this country, and it's coming true. Huge news coming out of Florida. We had Matt Gaetz's clip from yesterday. What is going on? You're one of the most prominent voices for freedom and liberty in Florida, in the House of Representatives. Florida's about to become under an invasion in the next 72 hours from a flotilla coming from Haiti. We know from Todd Bensman this morning's show, he says senior people in Customs Border have already been told the Coast Guard's there to basically act as a guard of honor and not to stop them. And they're going to get processed in and stay in Southeast Florida as soon as they arrive. Could be hundreds of thousands to millions. Your thoughts, ma'am?
I don't agree with that. I think that we have a system in place for a reason. And I think that Florida needs to maintain our sovereignty as a state and to ensure that not only are we protecting our own citizens of the state of Florida, but also ensuring that these people aren't coming here again illegally. And to be honest with you, Steve, they might be coming here, but if this is just military aged males coming to the United States and we don't see women and children, I think that that tells you exactly what's going on here. And so I think, again, you know, what happens is the world on a world stage has become destabilized because of the lack of leadership within the White House. And so that's exactly why I'm pushing so hard for President Trump to be reelected this fall. But again, I will stand, shoulder by shoulder with any representative in the state of Florida that will back and protect our citizens. And frankly, I don't think that we should just be welcoming these people with open arms. I think that we need to ensure that this is done the correct way. And frankly, you can't come here illegally. It's just not going to happen.
Congressman, where do people go to find out all the legislation that you're working on and more about your thoughts, particularly on the situation in Haiti? This is going to explode in the next 48 to 72 hours. Where do folks go?
Of course, you can follow us on our social at Real Anna Paulina, or you can head over to my official accounts at Rep Luna, and we'd be happy to hear from you as well.
Congressman, thank you so much. Honored to have you on here.
Thanks. God bless.
on offense against the Chinese Communist Party. We're trying to get Congressman Boebert up. Big announcement out of Colorado. She was just up on Rumble Live. Let's go to Dave Bratt. Let's go to Bratt until we get Congressman Luna. Dave, your thoughts so far, particularly Alex Jones. Alex Jones coming in hot on the deportation situation. Now, we had this resolution in the House, and I want Mo and Grace to push it out. It admits to 9 million illegal migrants in the country. It admits, and 14 Democrats signed up for that. That's the base case. Yeah. That's 9 million illegal. Okay, it's going to cost a fortune to keep them here. Your thoughts about what Alex Jones had to say?
Yeah, he puts it a little more spicy than us Presbyterians, but he's on the money. And I agree fully with the deportation 100%. Our side does not make it clear what we're running on. All political views are my own, right? The Democrats, if you want to know how to use leverage, if you want to learn how to do politics, go look at the front page of any paper on Biden's budget right now. They have 7 points. It's all political talking points. It's $7 trillion. They know they're not going to get it, but they're going to use that as leverage. And then our side last time just went up to the White House and said, hey, you can have the whole $7 trillion plus all your policy. I mean, it is just stunning. So, you know, I agree with the positions on immigration, whether our Congress can get it straight, right? Newt Gingrich knew you just do 80% issues. The border invasion is clearly an 80% issue when you have the mayor of New York City on your side, all right? $50 trillion in debt, the China issue, the endless wars. We have the winning hand. The Democrats aren't nervous. They're down in the House. We're up in the House, and we're the nervous Nellies always. If you give the American people something to vote for in the affirmative, that's good for them and their kids and everything. And I think some of the families out there, the parents might breathe a sigh of relief that this TikTok's getting a little heat. No one wants to be the adult in the room anymore. No one wants to say, eat your spinach. But there are higher things in life to aim at than TikTok videos, right? It's not evil in itself, but there are higher things our kids could aim at, especially in the cities, like literacy, like learning how to read. So we just got to get our fundamentals right again.
Excuse me, let me get my, let me make sure we get it off mute. Don't be a boomer. Mike Lindell, we had the Russ Voss, and I want to make sure, not the Russ Voss, we had the Robin Voss recall guys up at the beginning of the show. It was incredible. This is grassroots driven, but you have been there from the beginning. I want you just, so the audience is not confused, because in Texas, during a runoff, because this guy impeached General Paxton, and he's the bad guy and leads the House. In Wisconsin, it's more than just he came out against President Trump. But Robin Voss has been a Trump hater from way back. There's deeper issue in that. What is the case against Robin Voss, sir?
It goes so deep. He's I consider him the second biggest blocker in the country. Back in the summer of 21, I met Robin Voss and was introduced to him by Reince Priebus. And then Robin went all in. He said, Mike, I'm going all in, and I'm going to do an investigation into all the Wisconsin. I was telling him all about the stuff that had happened in Wisconsin in the 2020 election. So he hired Justice Michael Gableman, former Supreme Court justice in Wisconsin, and he hires him. And I met Gableman, and he went all in. And he went all in, and he did this investigation that Robin Voss wanted done in Wisconsin, and he found widespread fraud. He came out with his recommendations. One of them was to decertify Wisconsin. It was that bad. It was so corrupt, 20,000 people voting from the same phone number and just dirty voter rolls. Wisconsin's got 3 million more names on their voter rolls than live in Wisconsin. I mean, it's just bizarre. Well, When Voss got this report, he's going, oh, wow, be careful what you find, Robin. And everyone's going, okay, get before your legislature. Remember, he's Speaker of the House. And he goes, he came out with a public statement. My team met with him. The cyber guys met with him. The lawyers met with him. And Robin goes, you know, guys, I see there was widespread fraud. He made a public statement, but there's nothing I can do unless judges would rule on it. This is just you guys saying that. Well, Robin, it's your own investigation. So a month later, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin ruled there was widespread fraud, and Robin went into a shell and hid out. Then, come election night in 2022, we got a guy named Adam Steen to run against him. Robin Voss wins by 200 votes. We don't know how that happened, but he did win by 200 votes, allegedly. And he sent me a text at 2:30 in the morning. Mike, I beat you twice. I said you stole it twice, you traitor. And he came back, yeah, but I'm going to sleep really good tonight and not on your pillows. And I went back and forth with this guy for a year. And then after that, a gal named Megan Wolf that they got rid of, who's on the crooked WEC, Wisconsin Election Commission, this Megan Wolf's on there, who's one of the biggest problems Wisconsin's ever had in our country, for that matter. They get rid of her, and Robin Voss protected her. I mean, this things go on and on. And now he's got ties to the CCP. Yeah. He's on some board. Steve, it just doesn't end with this guy. Yeah. He's the most lowest-polled politician, I believe, in history in the United States.
The recall's on full board. In Georgia, the judge just ruled that the Raffensperger phone call was a perfect phone call and threw out all the charges related to it. You fought this one for years, brother. President Trump at least exonerated, looks to me, on 80% of the charges. The perfect phone call deemed a perfect phone call. Your thoughts, sir?
It was the perfect phone call. And that phone call, remember, the president had a list of stuff in Georgia. This many people voted that don't live in Georgia. This many that were deceased. And he had this big list he was reading on that phone call. And he said, just find a couple of them. You know, it was 11,000 some votes that they say he lost by. He says, just find a couple of them. And Raffensperger said, those are the wrong numbers. And one of Trump's lawyers, he said to him, well, where do we get these numbers? He goes, sir, we got them from Raffensperger. We got them from his office. And the president said, when are we going to get the real numbers? And it was silence. Well, those were the real numbers, everybody. That list Donald Trump looked at, the president looked at, were the real list right off the Georgia voter rolls. All these people that didn't live in Georgia that voted, and all these discrepancies. And what a great day for the country. That I'm telling you, Brad Raffensperger has done more damage. Probably than anyone in the country of a Republican. He's the head of the Uniparty. He is the, you look up Uniparty traitor, boom, there's Raffensperger. Disgusting. The stuff he's done down there to hurt the state of Georgia and hurt this country is despicable. Remember, Brad Raffensperger's, Steve, by the way, polled at 38% the night before his election, and he won 51-49. That's weird.
51-49, and hold it, it never trailed. How does that happen? The guy polling the polling down Georgia is not that bad. It's not that bad. He was at 50. He was above 50% the first buy. It's so blatant down there. It's just up in your face. Mike, hang on for a second. We need a couple of minutes of you on deals for the War Room Posse when we get back. We're going to take a short commercial break. Remember, how do we say so jacked up all the time here? I hope Brad's getting some. He's back at the War Room today. Warpath Coffee. Get the dark roast. Warpath.coffee. Promo code War Room. Get that in there. You get the big discounts. Get the dark roast, the one that's closest to my heart. Mariner's Blend. This is kind of the dark roast or the French roast, however you want to call it, but roasted here in the United States of America, especially. Tej Gill and the team of Navy SEALs. They've also got all the breakfast blends, the milder blends, if that's your cup of coffee. Check it out. Warpath. .coffee/warrooms promo code. Short break. Lindell on the other side. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. We need to stand together and support companies that share our values. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to, but without funding the left. If you're sick and tired of the globalist leftist takeover of America's corporations, go to patriotmobile.com/BannonTV. That's patriotmobile.com/BannonTV and support a company that actually believes in America. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching incredibly easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Just go to patriotmobile.com/BannonTV or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT and get free activation today with the offer code Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/BannonTV or call 972-PATRIOT. Remember, take action, use your agency. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, we are on fire. Charlie Kirk is going to follow us 2 hours on populist nationalism at noon, A Real America's Voice. Poso follows that. Then we've got Miranda Kahn and the great Tara Dahl lead up to us. We're back at 5 o'clock, 5 to 7 on the Worm for the late afternoon, early evening show. We're already packed for that, so make sure you come back and visit with us. Mike Lindell, amazing job in Wisconsin having those people's back, and they understand that they're about to get smash mouth. It's going to be a tough, it's going to be a dogfight up there, but hey, we wouldn't have it any other way, would we, just like down in Texas? Talk to me about deals. Warren Posse wants to know about the deals.
Well, you guys got our back here. I'm back in Minnesota with all my employees up here and the call center downstairs and all over the country with these home reps. And you guys kept them busy and kept my pillow busy so I can be out there back in all these things that are going on, these cases. Besides that, tomorrow, the big Supreme Court case, everybody, that'll be dropping tomorrow. So we're giving the War Room Posse the best specials in the country, and one of them was we still have the sheets. Some of them left. There was about 20,000 sheets. This these new Percale bed sheets, the best Percale bed sheets ever. That they backed out on their sale during the cancellations of MyPillow this fall, and we decided we would liquidate them to the War Room Posse, this overstock sale. $99.98 for the queens, $26.98. That's our cost. You guys get them for, there's no middleman. This is basically what they cost. And the king, $29.98 for a king size set. Get them for all your bedrooms. Get them for friends, family. They're the best gifts ever, and they're the best sleeping ever. They'll enhance your sleep. My operators downstairs, 800-873-1062. Light up the phones right now. I can hear them ringing up here. It's amazing. But go to our website, everybody, and go down to the where you see Steve's face there, the War Room Square, and click on that, and now you're going to see specials nobody else gets. Those $24.77, the premium MyPillow, the original premiums in four different loft levels, now with Giza Cotton, $24.77 for the queen, $29.77 for the king. Fill up the house with the MyPillow premium. Then you got the bathrobes. We put those on sale, the best cotton, Supima cotton here in the United States. The best cotton ever used in a bathrobe. And then we still have just a few of the open box. My slippers left, set $19.99. You guys, and support my store there too. Thousands of USA entrepreneurs. I get letters every day saying how grateful they are to the War Room Posse for helping them out. You guys can do all your shopping, every kind of item you could think of there. And go watch their stories. They all have a story, not as crazy as mine, but they all have stories when they invented all their products and what the turmoils they've had to go through to get them to market.
Mike Lindell, thank you. MyPillow.com, promo code War Room. MyStore.com, promo code War Room. And, of course, 800-873-1062. Tell the operators we got their back. We're not going to let the IRS shut them down. Mike Lindell, thank you so much. Hopefully we'll get you this afternoon if we can pry you away from the factory, factory floor.
Right. Thanks, what a great day. Brad Rassenberger and Robin Voss, both of them going down today. That's awesome.
In one day. This is a judge said perfect phone call. Not me. It was not Lindell and Bannon. It was the judge. We're just looking to the courts. Brad, tough day for you to co-host with Alex Jones, Raheem Kassam, Steve Bannon, Mike Lindell. Tough to get any mic time, but you did pretty good. Where do people get your social media, brother?
Good. Yeah, I'm jacked up with Lindell. He's got good energy. Just wanted to sell the coffee. You got good stuff. Brad Economics on Getter. I got an email there. Families, please come visit at Liberty University. I'm going around the country giving talks. I'm going to post on productivity today. It's not a sexy topic, but productivity is going to be 1.5% for the next 30 years. And that's a loser. That's a loser for the country.
That's terrible. That's lost decades. By the way, Presbyterian talking about moral theology in the middle of war room. It's right. A tough, baby. It's tough to work your way in. Brant, we love you. We love you. Okay.
Love you back. Love you.
They just had a huge huge anti-CCP vote on the floor. Dr. Sean Rowland's here with Jace Medical. You built this company as an anti-CCP company on supply chains. But what's really happened in cyber, talk to me, give me a minute on that, about what's happening in this kind of United Medical or whatever, or people can't get to the pharmacy. There's a huge cyber attack, and more of these are going to happen. What's up, brother?
Yeah, more of these are going to happen. For those who maybe haven't heard, this group Change Healthcare, they're owned by the United Healthcare Group. They deal with at least 30% of the country's healthcare records. Had this ransomware attack, and it looks like all evidence points to the fact that they paid the $22 million ransom while they're scrambling to fix their systems. In the meantime, the whole system's disrupted. You can't get your prescriptions. Doctors can't get paid through insurance. We're paying these ransoms. This is the same group that did the Colonial Pipeline attack back in 2021, also had their ransom paid. So these attacks are going to keep coming. These disruptions are going to keep happening. And in this case, they were directly targeted, you know, at these, as you mentioned, at the pharmacies. People were unable to fill their prescriptions. This is what we've been saying for the last couple of years now. This is one of many potential supply chain disruptions. And it's why we're here. It's why we exist, is to let people to handle this stuff themselves, have something that they can do, tools at their disposal to make sure that they are prepared and their families to not depend on the Department of Justice to figure out how to stop these ransomware attacks. They you know, came out actually right before this attack, came out with a release saying, hey, look at us. We've targeted this Black Cat group, and we're going to disrupt their operations. 3 months later, they pulled off this massive attack with Change. Big. So they're not going anywhere. They're getting worse.
It's getting worse. Where do people go right now? I need people to call to action. Where do they go right now to check it out, protect themselves from this? Because the United Healthcare people see they can't get their pharmaceuticals. Where do people go?
Yeah. So right now, the time is now. You go to Jase Medical, J-A-S-E medical.com. And you can get your medications, get them before the ransomware attacks, get them before the natural disaster, get them before China shuts our supply off. It's jasemedical.com.
Amazing. Go there today and immerse yourself in this information. These are real, and these attacks are only going to get worse. And a lot of these companies are defenseless. Dr. Sean Rowland, thank you for being perceptive enough to build this company. Look into the future. Steve. Incredible. Incredible. jasemedical.com. While you're at it, hey, this cyber, I'm telling you, with the tools of artificial intelligence, the offense has a big advantage over the defense. HomeTitleLock.com also. HomeTitleLock.com/Bannon. That you can get your discount. But immerse yourself in information. Be prepared. Get ahead of it. Don't get caught up. These cyber attacks with AI are only going to get worse. Okay, Charlie Kirk is next. Poso follows that. We're back here at 5 o'clock. It's going to be packed today. See you then. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video. warroomhealth.com. All one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.